Whether you liked punk rock or not, you can't deny the energy and passion that bands like the Ramones and the Sex Pistols unleashed in the 1970s. It's the same energy that was the trademark of so many artists when rock and roll emerged in the 50s. Today, a lot of music fans in search of that ever-elusive energy ignore idiom. They're happy to find that musical charge in whatever style or wherever it may come from, even if that place is a refugee camp in Algeria. A refugee camp is precisely where this band lives. This is Groupe Douai. They've just released Trig Salam, their second recording, to critical acclaim. Groupe Douai's leader is guitarist Salmu Bamar. His first guitar was made from an olive oil can with fishing line for strings. Today, Salmu Bamar plays the traditional tinidit and a Fender Stratocaster. If it sounds like Salmu Bamar can rock out his Groupe Douai, you can lay that on the doorstep of his earliest influence, Jimi Hendrix. In the Sahara at night, young Salmu would listen with his friends to Hendrix over a scratchy shortwave radio. That may account for the very lo-fi quality of Groupe Douai's recordings. Some of the songs don't even have an intro. They just start brutally in the middle of the refugee camp performance, like this one, Ragsa Jaguar. It's not pretty to listen to, but you quickly ignore the production values as you get transfixed by Groupe Douai's Desert Trance. Groupe Douai live in Algeria, but they're not from there. Western Sahara is their ancestral home, but it's now ruled by Morocco. And like most Sahrawi people, the members of Groupe Douai have been displaced from what's known as Africa's last colony. The music of Groupe Douai is not political, though. Salmu Bamar says he stays away from politics. There is a rawness to Groupe Douai's diverse array of trance rock sounds. You could read into that and say it echoes the raw emotions of being without a country and living in exile for more than 3 decades. Or you could just say that Groupe Douai is a guitar band that, like the best rock and roll, comes only a few times in our lives, burning hot and raw like meteors in the night sky. That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.